I met Martin Quirk for a drink in a bar in South Boston called Arno's, where a lot of cops had started to hang out since police headquarters had been conveniently relocated to South Cove. I got there first and was drinking a draft Budweiser when Quirk arrived. He was a big guy, about my size, and you could tell he was strong. But mostly what you noticed was how implacable he seemed. Several cops greeted him carefully. When he sat beside me, the bartender came quickly down the bar. "Well, let be, Captain." "Kettle one on the rocks, with a twist," Quirk said. "You got it, Captain." "Sorry about your dog," Quirk said to me. "Thank you." "You and Susan going to get another one?" "Yes." "You want to stop talking about this?" "I do." "Okay, what do you need?" Quirk's drink came promptly. He took a sip, swallowed, and smiled to himself. "I found myself missing you, Captain." "Sure," Quirk said. "Happens all the time." He took another sip of his vodka. Quirk had hands like a stonemason, but all his movements were quite delicate. "In 1974, I said, a woman named Emily Gordon was shot by a group called the Dred Scott Brigade, who were holding up a bank in Audubon Circle. Nobody ever saw who shot her. Everyone was lying face down on the floor." "You remember every case?" I said. "I remember that. It was before I started working homicide full time. I was working detectives out of old Station 16, you remember, before we reorganized?" I nodded. "I was one of the guys who responded when the call came in." "Were you on it all the way?" "No. Homicide Division took it over, but I always kind of followed the thing." The television was on behind the bar, and the early newscasters were in a frenzy over the possibility of showers on the weekend.